Back in studio, it's your Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Jansa van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. Last week, we focused on the Consumer Electronics Show. TNS, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now it's time for part two. We focused on interesting tech with regards to screen technology. Heading into the kitchen for this one, some crazy gadgets that came out of the CES show.
Yeah, you just have to love the Consumer Electronics Show. It's the only place where you have like the weird and wacky and wonderful tech in things that you don't actually think should be smart devices, but somehow they make everything smart.
Things you didn't know you need.
Exactly. Well, I don't think you do need them, but they will be sold to you for a very expensive price.
Because we like tech.
Exactly.
That's why.
No, exactly. But look, there's a couple of very interesting things that are super, super useful. So let's start off with something quite random. It's called OneThird. And this is a tech device, a scanner essentially, that helps people to see whether or not the fruit or vegetables or whatever they want to cook with is ready to cook with, whether it's ripe, if it's still fresh. And it effectively has a laser scanner that it uses to tell you if these foods are ready for consumption and ready to cook with. So just think about all the times you've had to like stand at in a grocery store and like squeeze your avos, and everybody is touching all the food, and you know. You don't know 100% if it's going to be ready until you cut it open. Well, this scanning device will tell you your avo is ready to go. You can enjoy on your toast.
That is interesting. It just kind of makes me ask the question. I mean, how far removed are we from kind of nature, essentially, you know, with regards to, because I mean, if you take we work with fruit and we kind of do these things and we kind of recognize when something is fresh or not, and now we're going to get into technology and scanners. But I can see this potentially maybe working on a larger scale for supermarkets, you know, that can scan produce and there, you 100%. Know you're going to get fresh stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually read a statistic this week that said that about 30 to 40% of all the produce we grow doesn't even make it onto supermarket shelves because it's already it's already rotten or not ripe at all.
Or not fit for consumers.
There we go. so that's a big portion of our crop that actually goes missing. And they're actually pitching this device also to people that grow their own food because especially if you're a beginner, you know, I've got tomatoes ripening at home. It's the first time I've grown that specific tomato plant. I don't know if it's ready. It's red, but I'm not going to know if it's ready until I actually bite into it. So it's also for people at home to test whether or not your food is ready.
Okay, that's called OneThird. What else do you have?
Right, so it's actually quite interesting. It is called the Cooking Pal, and it looks like R2-D2 was shrunken down, and it's got an oven inside, essentially. And what it is an 8-in-1 cooking device, fully connected to your smartphone. It does everything automatically. So it can do everything from sautéing, it could do slow cooking, it could do pressure cooking, it can steam, it can ferment food, it can sanitize food when it's still fresh, it can keep food warm if you've cooked it in the past. It has an integrated scale for weighing, it can do basically everything, and it even has an attachment that makes it an air fryer. So just think about all of the use cases for this. Again, it's going to be expensive when it does come out. We don't know what the price is going to be yet, but this is a really good use of space in your kitchen, especially for people that have smaller kitchens, right?
Absolutely, and I agree with that. This is definitely something that I think could be of much value to a household, replacing all the extra stuff and having one kind of unit to do it all. The only thing is, it sounds that you're going to have to go on a 4-year course to try and understand
luckily not. So it does come with a fully integrated smart system. You've got an app on your phone. It shows you all the ins and outs as you go through it. It's got recipes attached to it. It can tell you when to add certain ingredients of the recipes. So it kind of does everything for you. You just have to follow instructions. So it can make anybody a great home cook, it looks like.
Well, there we go. Two very, very interesting, I think, inventions. One of them I will most certainly want to look into. Should I have the funds for that? Maybe I'll sell my car. I don't know. But Tienes, thank you very much. That's all we have time for today. I'll see you again next week. We are chatting about
safety drones.
Safety drones. I like it. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.